tell us about their defense and what you have to do against that.
Why don't you ask somebody who played defense, man? I got enough problems on my own.
You're playing against their defense. What do you about their defense?
Oh, I thought you said about our defense against them.
Tell me about their defense.
No, their defense, man, you know what? They're actually playing a lot better than they played the last couple of years. And, you know, they're flying around. Their front has been putting a lot of pressure on a lot of quarterbacks, man, getting a lot of hits on a lot of quarterbacks. And so we just got to make sure we worry about us and make sure we eliminate a lot of mistakes that we're making. Individually, we all have to step up and play our game and just do our job. We'll be fine.
Right. You get them twice in the next month. Is having them here the first time around make it that much more important for you guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you get a chance on your own turf, you gotta hold your own field down, man. And, you know, it just so happens that everything is kind of evolved around to this moment. You know, with both of us having the same record, being in the same division, really trying to basically position ourselves for the playoffs and all that stuff. And November is a crucial month in the NFL. You'll see the games now, the ratings of all those games just shoot up, you know. And as a unit, we definitely got to find some more consistency in what we're doing as an offense and find a way to definitely put up more points than we put up last week.
Rod, some of the other offensive guys were saying that because of what the Chargers have been able to do, it's even more pressure on you guys to kind of stay with them to really click this week.
Who said that?
I can't.
Well, I can't answer that then.
I know Javon was saying.
Naylon
did
say.
No, they're just saying. I mean, you know, the thing is for us is we honestly, the only pressure that comes from us is from us. You know, we need to really step our game up regardless of who we're playing. It shouldn't have to do, okay, well, this team has a good offense, so we have to match them. It shouldn't be that way. We should always come out and expect to dominate the football game no matter who we're playing. And you know, we've had some weeks where we've done that a couple times, had some good production offensively, and then we've had some weeks that we haven't. So, like I say, we have to really get consistent in what we're doing and really position ourselves for what we're about to go through, because this stretch we're about to go through is going to be crucial, and it really starts with this game this week.
Rod, how does Merriman's absence affect this defense, if at all?
You know what? He's one of the best defensive football players in the league, you know, and that right there helps us that he's not there. He's a force, man, and he's coming off the edge. He probably had like 7-8 sacks before he, you know, was gone, and I just wish he could have missed both of our games instead of one. So, but you know, he's a talented guy. You know, right now they have what they have, and we have what we have. You know, we have some guys that are a little nicked up that we wish we had back too. So, the thing is, you just got to go out there and play ball.